You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Resh Sadi Dalet, you have it?
Yes.
Okay, so we're on the very last paragraph. That's where we ended off. Vayein b'choshem mishpat simen resh sadi be'sif yud. Dishnayim shehivkidu ma'os v'nignavu amrinan called the parish meruba parish. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch there in Siman Reish Sadi Beis, it talks about a fellow who is given objects from a number of different people and has not properly sequestered the objects. So when the objects are either stolen or lost, there's a confusion as to whose objects were stolen or lost. The Ramah Paskins called the parish, there's a general rule, called the parish Meruba Parish. That's the Ramah. The Shach says this is based on a Chuvas Maril. The Maril was asked a question about a fellow who was actually...
I don't see the case.
What's what?
The
case? I'll tell you the case. The Shach brings the name Maril, a specific case. There was a man who had a basket. And he said to people, put your esrogim in the basket. Whatever the scenario may be, people were shopping for dalet minim, they picked up their esrogim already, put your stuff in the basket. So everyone took their esrogim and they put a siman on it. And they threw it in the basket. One guy threw 20 esrogim in the basket, one guy threw 8 esrogim, another guy threw 4, another guy threw 2. So you had one guy that's got 20 in there, one guy's got 8, one guy's got 4, one guy's got 2. I'm not sure if those are the exact numbers, but... you get the picture.
This one guy has the majority? The first guy has his majority?
Yeah, 20. For one guy throws in 20. Now they all have simanim, so each one can identify. But as the fellow leaves the basket, a guy comes and steals all the esrogim. He is convinced to return a number of the esrogim. But all the esrogim that he returns
have no
simanim. And there are 10 missing. So the Maharil says that 10, the loss of those 10, is totally attributed to the guy who put in 20. Because called the parish, whatever is now missing, Meruba parish. Whatever is now missing, we attribute to the rove. So that is the Shach brings
those,
that Maisa.
Those numbers that you gave are the actual numbers and the truth?
You know, you'd have to look at the Shach, but basically.
Because, it could be the numbers as you work your way down. The first one might be Meruba.
I would say the exact opposite.
It might not be Meruba anymore.
What?
I would say the exact opposite. He's giving back. So the ones he's giving back is the one who had the majority in. Right?
He gives back everything except someone wants to grab it and read the actual case. It's Choshem Mishpat Simen Reish Tzadi Beis. If someone wants to grab it.
Each one calls the parish Meruba parish, it belongs to him. You go one at a time. Call the parish Meruba parish, he had the money. Belongs to him. Until he's fully paid back. That's what I would say.
So I mean, those are basically the numbers. You're missing 10, right? Question is, who do you attribute that loss to? So the Maharil said,
"We're trying to attribute a loss. We're trying to figure out which one each one belongs to.
You want to figure out the ones that were stolen. Who were they stolen from?"
No, what he's saying like this is that I understand if you're trying to figure out when, if the guy only took 10, so which 10 did he take? So he took from the Ruba. So he took this guy's 10. You attribute all 10 to him. But now that the guy took all and he's giving back, his Rugim, you should say called the parish Meruba parish because he has all of them, all 100 of them, let's say. So the ones that he gives back are from the Rav. So the top, so the other Rav, the ones that he gives back, we should say come from the one who gave the most to them, because that's the Rav. The guy took all of them. So it's the same thing like when the guys put it all in the box and he had all of them. Just like you would say called the parish from the box, from the guy who put in most of them. When the guy takes all of them and now puts back in the box, you should say called the parish that it's the ones being put back in the box are from the one who gave the most esrogim. Why the opposite way? That we say the one that the guy kept is the
By
one
the way, the this esrogim. Case is in the Shach. This is not the case in the Ramah. The case in the Ramah is that there are golden rings, indistinguishable These golden rings were indistinguishable by Simonim. I'll read you the Ramon. Ve'im Shnayim, two people, A and B, Hifkidu Eitzel Echad. Two people took their objects, which were indistinguishable, let's say, not by Simonim, and gave it to one person. So two people are mafkid, Eitzel, one person. Ve'nevai, the object is lost. O Nignav, Echamehem. Azlinan, this is the Ramah. Azlinan, Basar, Ruba. V'chol de Parish, me Ruba, Parish. V'im Haya Avud. V'im Haya Kavua. Kemechza al Mechzadon. So he says like this, two people give a shomer, let's say, in the case is golden rings. They're indistinguishable, golden bars, whatever. There's no simon, there's no way to distinguish. One guy gives him 10, another guy gives him 2, let's say. They come back, and the guy says, there's a problem here. I don't know exactly what happened, but there used to be 12, and now there are 8. Let's assume that the shomer is not liable. It's a shomer chinam and nignavu or shenevdu, whatever the scenario is. Who does he attribute the loss to? So the Ramah says, called the parish Meruba parish. There were 12 and now there are...
I think my mom and your uncle have to vote.
And in this case...
Is this my mom and uncle?
Well, this is mom and us, yeah.
I thought you don't use... You do, right?
Yeah, you would. There's no mukhsak.
Here there's no mukhsak.
There's no mukhsak.
By the way, there is another case where there is a mukhsak. Uh-huh. The case where there is a mukhsak is, I'm a shomer. And the guy says, I see that you have a box that's holding, you know, gold rings. I have 4 gold rings. You have 20. Can I throw my 4 into your 20? So I throw my 4 into your 20 rings. So there's not two people. There's one person that's mafki with one nifkud. The guy comes back and lo and behold, there are no longer 14 rings, 10 and 4. There are 8. 6 are lost. So the fellow who was the nifkad had the rove. In that case, he could say, I'm a mukhsak. I'm going to taina that all the ones that were lost were yours. When he took 6, 4 of those were yours, 2 were mine. So when there's a mukhsak, there's a nifkad, and he mixes it with the nifkad with the permission of the mafkid, then he could taina on him, whatever was lost was yours that was lost because I'm a mukhsak.
And in hokum amin agarov in that case.
Right. Got it. But in a case where there are two people, shnayim shehivkidu etzel echad, and one guy gives 10, another guy gives 2. He comes back and 4 are missing. So the Ramah says, call the parish meruba parish. Lina basam ruba. Call the parish meruba parish. But in the case of kavua, then kemetza mechza dami. So there's a shach here. So I'll read you the case of the shach. So that's the case of the Ramah.
That's a totally different case from the first case you described. Yes, right. It's a totally different case.
Well, I don't know, totally different. But this is the shach.
Because here we were trying to figure out which was lost.
Another guy was muksak on the other. The ones that he gave is a muksak on those. The question is, which ones were lost?
The question is, who gets back what? Here, I'm the, you know, I'm
just because
the ball.
You're the ball. You're set. You're not the ball of the other 4. You're the ball of your 8, you're not the ball of the 4.
I'm the ones that I'm holding on.
And the other guy kind of said the ones that were lost were his. Well, he's a mukhsak on the ones that he put in. You're a mukhsak on the ones that he put in.
It's a marushas.
Well, you're a marushas.
It's a good question. It's a good question.
Why are you mukhsak?
Yeah, it's a good time.
What time is it?
I understand why you're a mukhsak in the case that you did. Because the thing was lost from your property?
Because then you're a
shus. The question is, you had 8 which belonged to you to begin with. The other guy gave you 4, let's say, and you all mixed it together. The guy that gave you the 4, he's a mukhsak on those 4, and you're a mukhsak on your 8. The question is, which ones were lost? Why because it was lost from your property, is it considered that you're a mukhsak in all of them? Why is it like you're a mukhsak in all of them?
If you gave it to a mafkid by it, so the nifkid is in your place. So I'm losing there too. Let's see, outside of it, take it. It's still if somebody else would take it, so clap your 3rd person, you're not a music. I gave it to the nifkid. To the nifkid, yeah. So no, he's a my place.
The Bailam considered the Mufsik in that case. The Bailam said, you're holding it for him. So can I get a third party?
Yeah.
The Mufsik is the actual Bailam. The Bailam is the Mufsik.
No, I...
Somebody else takes away from the Mafkid. The Mafkid was holding it. I mean, the Nifkid was holding it for you.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. That's what
you're
saying.
The Mufsik.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
So each one's a Mufsik on,
right.
On
his own. Each one is Mufsik on his own.
And the question is, which one was lost? I don't know why.
That's the point. So
what's make a difference if it was lost?
You could make
property.
Him the Mufsik.
But as between the Mafkid and the Nifkid, the Mafkid is not a Mufsik on your property. You're the Mufsik.
You know,
that's what he's talking about.
Listen to the case of the Shach. The Ramah's statement is called the Parish, Meruba Parish. V'cheinu b'tshuvas Mahariel, simekuf tzadites.
How are you going to distinguish, by the way, between a called a Parish and a Kavua? What's the...
Oh, so that's the big question.
What's
that's going to be the big question.
Okay.
Tshuvas Maharach or Zorua, b'maisa, b'heviu esrogim. Basal echad. A bunch of people threw their esrogim in one basket. Dalit shutfin. They were all shutfin. La echad chaf. One guy threw in 20 esrogim. Okay. La echad chaf. La echad ches. Okay.
One more time.
Left. What?
Start from the beginning.
One guy had 20 Israel, one guy had 8.
One second. V'cheinu b'tshuvas Mahariel, simekuf tzadites. U'b'tshuvas Maharach or Zerua, b'maise shehivio esrogim, b'sal echad, dalet shutfin. L'echad chaf, one guy threw in 20. Ula Acher, the next guy, Ches. I think those are the numbers I gave you. Ula Echad Gimel. Ula Echad Beis. Vesimno Bekshorin. Everyone put their own simon on it. Shall call Echad Ve Echad. Uba Onos. You know the famous Onos guy who like is the villain every story?
Yeah.
Right. I guess later in history, became the Pirates, right? Right. Vehirik Kulon. He emptied everything, correct? Minasa. Vehitir Haksharim. He removed all the simonim. Velokach Yud Mehem. He took 10. Vehashar Hichzir Lahem. He returned the rest. Viatoa, right? Ivdu Hasimonim. There's no way to identify or attribute the ones that are remaining. 10 are missing. The remaining ones cannot be attributed based on your simonim. The einar no adim shall me nilkachu. Call the parish meruba parish. Vahaakum min harov lokach. Dahainu ma'oso shahayu lachof. Chof. Adkan l'shoin. Okay? Meaning the question is, who do you attribute this to? So you say the guy took the 10 from the one who had the most.
Did he take 10 or he took them all?
Well, it seems he took, let's see the exact question.
Right, he took them all.
It says he took them all.
And then,
you removed
the Herik Kulom Min Hasar, okay?
And he gave back 12.
The Herik Kulom Min Hasar. The Hitir Haksharit. The Lokach Yud Mehem. The Hashar Hichzir Lahem, correct?
Right.
The Ata, and now, Ivdu Hasimon, Vena no Odim, Shel Mi Lokhu. We're not sure which ones were taken. So therefore, he says, this is the Maharil says, call the parish Meruba Parish. The Ha'akum Min Harov Lokach. He said, the 10 that the Akum took were from the majority, and the majority is the guy put in 20.
His lashon of the tshuva answers your kasha.
It's as if he just took 10.
It answers, because that's the lokach esrogim. It's not that he took all of them, and then he put back some and just kept 10. It's he took all of them, all 28 or 31,
put
whatever,
back
in one
10.
Box, and then he took 10 out of them and put them in another box. So it's called the porous store.
Uh-huh.
And then he left.
So he says, Dahainu, you say the 10 that he took were those, me osmu shahi lochof. You assume that the 10. You attribute the 10. You attribute the 10 that he took from the one that had the most, from the rove.
Why do you have to have this simonim in this whole story? It's a Maisa Shehoya?
Yeah, it's a Maisa Shehoya.
Because
you would have the same result if they all threw it in the same box and they didn't care.
What if he took the 10 one after the other?
He
took the 10 one at a time. At the end of it, it's not a majority anymore. You can't say, call the. Once the numbers get low enough, it's not. Maybe we'll perish. We start off with 10 versus 8.
In this case, no, by the way, that's not true.
In this case,
right.
It's 20.
So it's 28, 3, and 8.
Yeah, okay.
That's why he gives this case.
I think it answers another question.
I think it's
by the way, let me finish the shach. He says that this is an opinion, and he feels the Ramah is based on this opinion. Because the Ramah says, called the Ruba, when you're dealing with a Pekon, you say, call the Parish, me Ruba Parish. But he says there are those people who argue with it. Listen. Umahari sham hiksha al dvorov, umaharil miyashiv dvorov. Ach mashi hiksha sham maharil amai lo nema dahave kavua. Why don't you say it's kavua? Because he goes and he takes it from a sitting basket, correct? Yeah. It's not that someone threw the basket and everything flew. He went to an existing basket. So say, let's look at the time of the original theft. The time of the original theft, he's going to the basket. Why don't you say, call the parish, me ruba parish, right?
Kavua, call kavua kametza mechza.
Right, call kavua kametza mechza. Ame lo nema dahave kavua. Right? So, nira lila taritz, this is the shah. Demairi shaloka ha'akum ha'asura shalo bifaneinu. So, how is that a answer? And of course, he's going to say, vayein. Yoredea Simon Kuf Yud.
Mr. Shiloh Rice is.
So what's Yoredea Simon Kuf Yud? Klolei Kavua, correct?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So go look at Klolei Kavua. So the Shach answers it's not Kavua because it's not Befanena.
It's like it went out by itself. Right. It's like animals that run out by themselves.
If I might suggest, if the guy would have gone wherever it was lying and then he took a Dalit Ben Kavua. He went ahead, he took the whole thing, the male became Parish, and that's when he stole it. In other words, had he just climbed in and took 10 from the box, it would have been a kavua.
But I don't think that's what the Shach is saying.
He's not saying that at all.
The Shach is saying it's not kavua because he took it shalom bifaneinu. Meaning when we come back.
By the time it becomes a question to us, it was already out.
In other words, when we come back, we want to know where the 10 go. In other words, from the point of the Jews that come back, they go, 10 are missing. So anything that's missing, we say is missing from the rove. So he's trying to say the question does not really start being adjudicated till the Jews come back. And when the Jews come back, it's already parish. But isn't that what the Shach is saying?
Well, yes.
I'm just saying what the Shach is saying. I understand.
Okay, this is a particular case, by the way.
Yeah.
The numbers are very specific here. If you could rejigger the numbers, it might be different.
Correct.
Because one of the total is he's 20, then you got 8 plus 3 and 2, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
It's going to be a rose still.
Everybody together.
All 10 will still be from the rose.
He's still more than everybody else together. Right. What if he was contributed 20 and between 4 other people they contributed 10 each?
I want to tell you
by the way, I am curious.
Why are we donning what's left? Why don't we don what we
here? Let me follow through on what I said before. How do old people understand the finale? That a guy, a burglar comes in, he says,
right. Also a good question.
A boy said, watch me, I'm going to take something out. Everybody look, that's called Bifanena. The guy's a gunner.
No, Bifanena would be a guy's. The guy comes in.
Whatever. So what makes it Kavua? If it doesn't Bifanena, we have to look at it. That's what it means, Kavua. In other words, so then just say a cloud. If somebody burglarizes or a thing and you don't see it, so then it's a parish. What's going to be Bifanena? So the way I understand the finale is that the fact that he removed it, it's not where it was. The finale is where it was. You can't go ahead and say every Geneva is Shloim Bifanenu because you don't see the Geneva.
Can I give you an alternative analysis?
To me?
An alternative analysis?
Let the rough finish.
He finished it, but
I didn't get it.
Okay. Here, what makes a Bifanenu? If we see it? Right. If you don't see it, it's not b'fanenu.
Yeah,
and then the rule has to be, if there's a ganev, a gazel, and that's it. That makes it parsh. In other words, if he makes an announcement, I'm going to steal something, although you said, like you said, a goslin, and then you see it, so that's called b'fanenu. But if you don't see it, the guy's a burglar, you don't see it, then that's called parish. I don't understand it like that. Now, the way I look at it, if it was removed, that means it's not b'fanenu. B'fanenu means we're in the original.
Kavua is makom. It's totally silly.
The makom. That's what makes it kavua. Mm-hmm. The fact that the whole thing was removed in the story, and that he did it.
What you think is the important factor is he took every esrog out first.
Right. And Mele removed, that's a parish. He was parish the whole thing. Where it was originally, in other words, had he climbed in and went to where it was lying, he took it out of the
neck. So you're disagreeing with the shach. You're disagreeing.
No, I understand the shach like that.
He wants to say the shach says definitely.
No, I'm going to give you an alternative.
Yeah, I'm listening. As long as I got my chance to say what I got to say. That's what we're sitting here together, the great minds. Go ahead.
The alternative is that the shaila does not arise until you know about it. Now, if he did it shalom b'fanenu, it means we didn't know about it. The question came up later. That's already, it was parish.
Every suffix that we have in Kuf Yud, we don't know about it till later. Then according to you, there's no such thing as a kavua. There's no such thing as a kavua.
You got
10 butchers told.
No, but there are two questions. The question is, when did the suffix begin? And when was the shaila asked? It's not the same.
That's right.
Meaning a guy goes to a store,
Yeah, so that's the same thing.
And he's under the wrong assumption. He's thinking, okay, whatever this is, it's a Jewish stud, I'm going to go to any store. And he goes into a store, he buys meat. Then all of a sudden, all the guys are saying, where'd you get your meat from? The guy goes, I forgot. And they go to the Rav. The Rav says, oh my goodness, you don't realize that there are men mostly kosher here, but Nebuch, I'm doing my best, but there's still one guy going out selling the velas.
Gentlemen, pardon me. So you're telling me the same thing.
Is even though the shaila comes up later, sitting in the Rav's office, it's kavua. Because why? Because when it's considered the time of Leidas HaSofek.
Sometimes again. So then the box of the Sroigim is sitting in the closet, That's the butcher store. And if that was the Sofik, that's Kavua. Once it went out because the guy took it out, and then the Sofik became, that's the Parish.
The Ganav who took it out wasn't him who took it out. The Ganav took it out, it's just like it fell out.
So
it's exactly like it fell out.
That's what makes it Parish, because then the Sofik became someplace else.
You're disagreeing or agreeing? What are you saying?
That's always how I understood Kavua. That's once it leaves the makom,
the original place.
The animal walks out by itself.
You can't tell
that's
me.
That's not when the shadow rises. It's the same thing as the animal walking out by itself. You don't see that?
What?
Enigmatic. Maybe it's simple.
That rises because
maybe if we simply know over here, we don't know that we found. We found the box, we found the seven strogum, and 10 are missing. The guy is gone, he fled the jurisdiction. That's what the guy would have told us. I took 10 out of the box. Would the shah consider that it's not the fanenu? This guy is Mesiach HaFitumo. We just don't know. When the case was going to the stores, the Jew tells us, I went to the store, we know that's the case. If we were talking know that the guy went into the box and took 10 out, then how could it be kavua? But we don't know what happened. The guy's not here anymore. We just find 8 is frozen left. So we don't really know. Sorry.
So by the way, I was rounding.
If a bird flies in and takes it out, when did the suffix arise? A bird. The guy is the same as a bird that flies and takes a piece of meat. The guy is just a force.
Then the whole thing is a kavua.
The shaila doesn't arise when the guy took it.
Then
the shaila arises when you find it.
Then it's a kavua. It's like the meat with the sofik, which store it was.
That's different. You picked it up and you walked out with it.
It's fine. Everything's good.
That is the exact distinction that I'm making. A bird that flies in, the shaila is not at the bird's head. He doesn't care. He flies out. Then he drops the piece of meat. That's called a parish.
You don't need intelligence to make a parish.
What?
You don't need intelligence. The whole song includes you with
the
store.
What's the difference
than
a Jew going to
the store?
Because the Jew
and the meat is outside.
When the Jew picks it up because he's the person.
The meat was parted from the store.
But by the way, we'll see in a moment how the Midrash kind of deals with
this. Always the difference.
But there are two points that I just want to qualify. Point number one is, I'm just curious. Hashkafari Shaina. And I'm not sure if this is Hashkafari Shaina. But if you would survey take 100 people off the street and ask them, what would you do in this case? You're watching, you know, 20 Esrogim or 20 whatever. You ask a person off the street, 10 well, from one guy, 8, 2 and 3. What's the total of that? That's 23, right? Yeah. Ask an old person off the street.
10, 8, 2 and 3 or 20, 8, 2 and 3?
Is 20, 8, 2, which is 30, and 3, 33.
If you change the case of 10, 8, 2, and 3, then we come to a different conclusion or not.
No, I'm asking like a Hashkafa Rishona.
Yeah.
If I would ask a regular guy off the street,
say push,
a logical guy,
yeah.
If even not a guy off the street, you go to those 9 people, you go to Scalia and all those people, and you ask them logically, what would you do? What would a person do? How would I return the remaining objects? What would be the logical...
Proportional.
Proportional?
Yeah, we all agree. Yeah,
everyone would say proportional.
Everybody would say proportional.
You would say that too?
Yeah, the problem is I'm not sure how you work out the proportions. I definitely would not say call the parchment room.
No.
I intuitively would not say, just because the guy gave me more, he's disadvantaged.
Can I make another argument?
Yeah.
Why are we looking at what went out and trying to figure out what was lost? Why don't we figure out what's here, what remained? And the person who had the majority will say, I had the majority I put in, so what remains is mine.
That's
proportional. Not what's lost is mine, but remains. No. So you would, no, that's not. So you would have to you would either say the majority belongs to the guy who put in the majority, or you would say it's 50-50. That's what you would say. It's called, you would say it's kavua.
Right. It's actually proportionate to the way we, you know,
and you probably,
such a good meeting stuff.
By the way, let me ask a question. And if you hold kol kavu kemetzah metzudami, what does that mean? How do you then proceed in distributing? What?
I don't know.
I said kol kavu, and I'm thinking, now what? Kol kavu kemetzah metzudami, now what?
Proportionate.
Basically, kol kavu.
Proportionate. That probably would lead to the distribution.
You think so?
Yes,
or would it be like the cases in Shai Mochzim? Like Kol Dolim Gavar or Yehimunach Hashiavu Elio, whatever the criteria are, right? Because there is one of those cases, the beginning of Matzir, Munishlish, right? That's one of the cases that they talk about, right? Where two people give a money to a third guy. The third guy goes, I have no idea which one of you owns this money. So that's a case of Yehimunach Hashiavu Elio.
Because they
So Tosfos and the Rishonim go through a long discussion, why isn't it Kol Dolim Gavar? So in this case, what would you say?
We would say proportional.
You would say proportional?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what kol kavua kemetzah metzudami means?
No, because everyone's an equal suffix, so there's no way to just do it.
So what do you do? Isn't that a case of moment of multiple suffix?
Yeah,
and you now go to Shai Mochzim to figure out what to do or not?
Logic says it should be.
No.
I first asked the logic question.
No.
Then I asked the halakhic question.
I'll say simply why.
So, because again, you're proportional?
Let's assume, the assumption here is that nobody has a tvius ayin in his chefesh. So nobody's actually making an affirmative claim that I know for sure that this is mine. In the case of Bava Metzia, each one is claiming
it's mine.
Then you can make a kol dolim gavar because they have affirmative...
Arba, where that's a boat case, right? There are three cases Tosfos has to reconcile. Shnei Mochzim, Ahu Arba, and Munir Shlish.
Right.
In every case, Zomer Kula Shulim.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Here, everybody has a suffix. Everybody has the same suffix over here.
Good gesagt.
You're right. Yeah. Very on today.
Now, let me ask a question. So, this is what
we
do. So you think my interpretation of Kol Kavua Kemetzah Metzudami is not correct? And you would revert to Shnei Mochzim? You wouldn't.
No.
To those cases. It's not Momen HaMultiple Suffix. Because for Momen HaMultiple Suffix, you feel you need Tainus Baruch.
In the case of the Bava Metzia, yes.
Interesting.
Yes. For those psukim.
So I'm just trying to work out what proportion. So 2 out of 33 are missing, correct? So I would say everyone has to take a 2 numerator, 33 denominator loss.
The other choice.
Everyone has to take a proportional loss of 2/33. Is that correct?
Ten are missing.
What?
You said 10 are missing, right?
No, either way.
Is divided by 3.
It's proportionate to what their ownership was.
Yeah. So nobody takes more than his own.
This guy had originally contributed 50%, 20%, and 30%.
So that's
so
loss.
The loss is he gets a 50% loss, he gets a 20% loss, and he gets a 30% loss. That's the proportion.
Okay. In other words, whatever the initial proportion of the hafkada was, that's what the distribution will be.
That will be the distribution, or exactly.
And you think that's pshat and kol kavur kemetzor
metzor. In this case, I think that would be the.
By the way, this is bothering me. Okay, kol kavur kemetzor metzor. Now what do I do?
Right. I think the proportion distribution would be the way to go. I think so. Yeah, okay. I think that would make sense. That's equal distribution. You know, that's mamish equal distribution.
But what's really interesting is, I was thinking about this. There's no way that someone would come up, you know, on their own, would call the parsh miru and parsh, right? You know, in secular law or a secular judge, there's no guy that would stand up and say, call the parsh miru and parsh, right? Now, the din Torah here is a chiddush, no?
Yes.
It's not logically what, if you went ahead and...
It's evidentiary. Why is it not evidentiary? It's evidentiary. You use that all the time in courts. You use statistical analysis, stuff like that. Why not? They do it.
I mean, I just have this strange feeling that if you took, you know, Alan Dershowitz and a million
you
guys...
You put in front of a jury and you say this guy had 100, the other guy 4.
No, they would never
who
say
does this belong to?
Is they called the parish?
They would say, we use the best evidence you could get. And statistics is very good evidence. You would ask... You bring in an expert.
In other words, there'd be an expert witness. Expert witness would say, statistically, it's more likely
they use anything
that these 10 belong to the guy who gave 20.
No.
They might.
They say proportional.
Oh, they might do a proportional.
I said they're proportional.
They would likely do a proportional. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, if one was found, then it was a question of who it belongs to. Then they would do it.
One, if you found, yeah.
But if you could do a proportional.
That's statistical. Well, if one, it's simple.
We're giving a case of Kol Deparish, I'm giving it.
Yeah, but
the simple, he's asking, would a court use Kol Deparish? I'm saying yes.
Well, for one, you can't.
Something.
Why not the time?
Because the more...
The statistician says it's more statistically
likely that it belongs to so-and-so.
That's statistically correct.
The majority rules is very...
I think that
very logical.
You know, very logical. Statistics can not be intuitive, but I can't swear to that. I mean, I'm my guess.
Question about it, they would rule based on that.
If it is,
they wouldn't say kol kavur. They definitely would not say kol kavur, and they would say so very few things remain except this one to do.
There's a
they take one at a time. They taking or taking 10 vasachas. That's also that. That's what I think.
I don't mean in this case, because this case they do definitely
that's
proportional.
That's factual.
By the way, you should know there is a case in Shulchan Aruch that's proportional. That's a case where, based on a sugya above Metzia, where a guy has 70 pounds of wheat. Another guy says, you know what, can I use your storeroom? And I'll put in 30. And when I come back, you know, I'll know 30. Animals come, that's 100. Animals come and knock it down to 50. Correct?
Yeah.
So they proportionally, right? The guy with 30 now takes 15. Right?
Right.
What?
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's the case at the beginning of Siman Aleph.
Right. Why wouldn't you say over there called the parsh merubah parsh?
That's right.
Why don't we say there called the parsh merubah parsh?
That's a cool one.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in this case over here.
Exactly. That's
cool. Because you're dining on we're not dining until it's not that the animals ate necessarily. If it was not befaneinu, then that's mamish this case. Then if there we're doing proportion, then what's the difference? What this, according to this Maharit, it should be called the parashah.
Maharil.
Maharil.
Very simple. One was the Ganeva, the other was not.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Because you see, that doesn't make a difference. They treat it as a call to parish.
That Bukhari to get mamish against what the Maharil said.
Interesting.
What's the difference?
Maybe you're right.
I know it's different. I just can't.
These are the Geneva is different because
let's wind blew it
away. Yeah, let's say the wind blew it away. That's interesting.
It's an earthquake.
Well, let's say.
Air is considered.
Or let me ask a question.
Considered kavua.
Wouldn't you agree, however, that if there's damage, meaning you have 100 pounds, a flood comes in and destroys the top 30 pounds? Would you not agree the remaining 70 pounds would be proportional? That's definitely not kavua.
That's the same case.
Wouldn't you agree that's definitely not called the parish? That case.
Yes.
Where there's damage. A flood comes in and destroys 30% of that store of that storehouse. You would now say called the parish? I'm asking.
I don't know.
Yeah. Really? You don't know? I know.
Well, the case that you just gave, that where they started with, let's say, 100 sheep, and now they have 50 sheep. Did he kill them on the spot?
Not or
he dragged them away, and they're not there anymore?
This is my case. You have a storehouse of wheat.
Right.
70 pounds. Some guy comes along and says, can I throw 30 pounds in your storehouse?
Right.
Then I would draw the 30 pounds.
And then what happens?
He puts it in as 100 pounds. The guy calls his friend and says, I got a problem. There was a leak. The leak came in and destroyed half of the 100 pounds.
Then it would be proportional.
I would think that's for sure that's proportional.
Proportional. That would be.
I don't think you would say called the parish in that case, good. Right?
That's a case of Kavua for sure.
I think so, no?
Mm-hmm.
What?
There's no parish.
Yeah, where's the parish? Yeah.
By the way, the question you asked, once you say Kavua, so what would happen over here?
What's the word?
I'm arguing that. If so, you take it out.
So you said proportional Kavua.
In the case of Seisha Chanuyos,
yeah, but there's only.
There's only two possibilities, Kreif or Kosher. So we say Kolkul Gemetzel Mesopotamia, so we consider, even though it's 9 and 1, we consider 50%.
By the way, what Kolkul Gemetzel Mesopotamia doesn't mean Yachloku. It means that it's a Sufik HaShokul. Each fellow...
That's why you do
Right.
So what?
Each fellow has the same exact claim. And we cannot advantage one claim over the other.
Right.
That's what Kol Kavu Kamech.
So is it considered a virtual that each one is considered to have half all of the Sregum? Even though one day only put in two, one day only put in three, one day put in 20. But we consider halakhically that we have 33. So each one now put in 16 and a half. That's how we consider it halakhically. Kol Kavu Kamech Sa Mechza. See, when you have Teisha Chanuyos, is it Esa Chanuyos or Teisha Chanuyos?
Ten.
So there's only two halachic factors here, treif or kosher. So half treif, half kosher. It's like five stores kosher, five stores treif.
Right.
Over here I have four litigants, four entities. It's like I have four different types of stores. I have a caramel, you know. So it's considered each one is like half, even though in reality it's not possible.
I think it means that the guy who has the rove says, don't use rove now. It's just as likely that those 10 came two from you, three from you, and eight from you. Who says the 10 came all from me? Maybe it came from the 8 and the 3 and the 2 combined.
So the Kavu will tell you, look at it proportionally.
I didn't say that. I said it creates a suffix that each person has the ability to say that who says it comes from me, comes from you, and it's, his taina is as legitimate as the other fellow. Right, that's what it means.
So
suffik ashokol.
There's no roiv.
Right, so there's no roiv. Everyone has the same.
There is no roiv. The best way, the only logical way, is to define it proportionally.
So we're all proportional. Okay.
I just want to tell you, it's called teisha chanuyos because it's 9 and 1.
Right. Also, teisha.
But the expression.
Yud chanuyos teisha machros baser. Right. Okay. Let's see how the minchasina treats this. Which we just read in detail. Sif Yud. B'shnayim, like we said, Shehivkidu Ma'os. V'nignavu Amrian called the parish Meruba parish. U'b'shach Shom Sifkot M'choftes Gabay Maisa De Esrogim. That's what we had. Kosov the Lo Havi Kavua. The Mari Shalokach Hagoy Shalo Befanenu. Ubiksos hachoshen sif cotton bays because of the begezo lo shayach chiluk eitzol ben noyach. The gam lididei osur. Vahavile nolad hasofek b'mokum hakvias. Ayein sham.
It's disgusting.
Right. So the ksois is saying, no, it's kavua. Because big deal, we weren't there. The guy himself has an isur gzela. So when did the question start? It started by the guy, by the moment that the guy went ahead and got involved.
See, all along I'm thinking a guy is just like a bird. Or like
no, which by the way is the Minchas
Chinuch.
By the way is the Minchas Chinuch L'Shitase. Because you recall earlier, there was a question of Teisha Chanuyos Machros Basar Kosher, and one is Basar Eiver Minachai. Correct? So what happens if the guy is the one who goes shopping at the store and then later drops the piece of meat? Does the Jew say it's called the parish because it's in the street? Or does he say no?
He's answering that question.
He says it came from the guy. Since the guy has, what's the right word, has a skin in the game when he goes to shop, because he's also Eivir Min HaChai, the Shitas Minchas Chinuch is that the suffix is nullified at the moment that the guy goes, because he's an interested party at the moment that he's shopping, because he has the Isra Eivir Min HaChai. Therefore, he feels that you look at Shas no lotus hasafek, which is applicable to the guy because he's a Muslim neighbor Minachai. Here too, the Tzais feels the same thing. This is the Minchas Chinuch Shita. Like, you don't view the guy as a robot or a wind. You view the guy depending on whether the guy has skin in the game. If the guy has an applicable interest, a real interest, then you look at when the guy interacted with the Safek. That's the Ksais HaChayshin. This is the Minchas Chinuch Shita. Ksais HaChayshin, Sivkot and Beis, Kasov, the Begezel, Lo Shai Achilach, Etzel Ben Noyach. Even if Shalom Befaneinu, against the Shach, the Gamli Didei Oser, Vahavilei Nolar HaSafek B'mok Makfias. Which is interesting, because what's the Safek? There's no Safek for him, Ayin Shem. What's the Safek for the guy? The guy has no suffix. He has nisuk zela. So you can tell me, what's the suffix legabi the guy? Matter of fact, that's what the nesivus and everyone asks.
Well,
be'emes sidku divrei ha'poskim.
Well, the suffix is who he has to return it to.
Yeah, but we're going to see there's no chiv ha'shava b'goyim. That's the point.
Huh.
That's what he's going to say now.
Interesting.
Well, be'emes sidku divrei ha'poskim. The bishlama b'yisrael sheganav shayich loymar Shenolad lo suffik. After ain chilek ben ganav mizeh o mizeh. Mikol makom Yisrael nischayev b'hashava. Im ken nolad suffik etzlo lemi yashiv. Avo ben noach de kaimalon de neharag velo nitan lahashavan. Based on Gemara Avodah Zarah, that by a guy there's no concept of chiyuv hashava. He steals, done, kill him. Im kain eitzel hagoy eino lotzofik klal ki le'inyan ha'avera lo shayach chiluk ve'eino tzorek lahashiv. Im kain le'inyan mai nolad lo sofik al kain tzidku divrei ha'poskim l'chalak ben Yisrael l'goy b'nesiv ha'mishpat shom siv kotin zayin heitzi gam kain ala k'tzoy t'chashim b'zeh ayin shom ve'ein kan m'kaymoy b'chibur zeh l'harich b'zeh. So this is a very, very interesting question, right?
So now there's going to be a chilek between whether the Ganav was a yid or a guy.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's interesting, no?
That's three.
Because where in the case did it say that the Ganav was a guy? Where in the case did it say that the Ganav was a guy?
Honest.
So who said it was a guy?
We assume
Madrava.
The true is the Gemara. Gemara always says the opposite, by the way.
In the little of an Esther business, don't we say that they're all gone up? You know what I mean?
No. The Gemara says many times, Beit Seir in many places, Rov gone up from Yisrael.
Rov gone from Yisrael. That's a Gemara.
Yeah, Gemara many places.
For Israel, it's for sure you think so.
It had to know.
We say Rubam Begezel, but I never heard that in the population of Ganavim.
Is that one of the Rovs that Eliezer Silver would agree with?
No. Rov Yisrael Ganavim, but not Rov Ganavim Yisrael.
I didn't get the difference.
We say Rubam Begezel. That means most Yidden are hush.
No, but there's another statement. Rov Ganavim Yisrael.
Rov Ganavim
Yisrael. You know, because
in Jewish society,
if we know that,
what's that?
In the beginning of Hamotzi Tzilin.
He's saying no.
The beginning of Hamotzi Tzilin is a discussion. I think it's filling in on Shabbos from the field. The question is, if one of the Tzilin might be taken, are you worried about it?
The
Gemara says, don't worry about it, because the guy is going to still a tefillin was a Jew.
That's not the
because Rav Ganav Misrael.
Is that only vis a vis tefillin or just?
Masam Rav Ganav Misrael because if they he'll get me support, so he's more reluctant to steal.
No, it makes no sense. I have to. So we have to see them.
Just use them.
We got to see what the statement of this is.
Rubim and Gezel is more because it's the subtle aspects of Gezel. It doesn't mean that you're right.
What happened to Chesed Stockholm?
So Rubim and Gezel, I have to see what the context is.
There's a Cheskas Kashrus until the facts tell you something else. That's the Gemara has a role.
What are the facts
here? But be that as it may, there's an assumption, right, that the fellow who stole, that's what the Shach says, right? The Shach says...
I can't tell you what the Pshat is.
So there was a guy? I mean, that was the case? The case says it specifically?
I guess that's the way they understood the case.
Yeah.
But even if it wasn't the case, that's the chiluk they're making.
I think what the pshat is, if people are wary of goyim, because all goyim are ganav, so they watch their stuff when goyim are nearby, but they trust Jews, because we know that Jews are all holy people, so we trust Jews. When a name takes place, it's the guy who's most available who stole it. That's the pshat.
By the way, the last line of the shach is nearly... Latare said it's not kavur with the Esrogim case. The Mayri Shaloka Ha Akum, correct?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ha Asura Shaloba Fenenu.
So that would happen to be the Mayri Shaloka. It happened to be an Akum.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And the Marit is not Machalik.
Maharil.
Maharil. Sorry. Maharil is not Machalik.
The only reason I'm saying Maharil is usually the Maharil is when you say Kaddish. When you say
Tachmah,
Nosachatvila, right?
Right.
Here you have a Choshmish from
Maharil. It was Maharil, that, you know, that's right. Why I keep on thinking Maharil.
That's okay, fine. Maharil.
Sorry.
But I'm saying I'm just used to seeing the Maharil in other contexts, right?
Right.
Nosachatvila, right?
Amazing. So the chilek between whether the Ganav was a Yidra or not. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But this is the Menchassino's Claire, very interesting Claire. When did the question, at what point is the question really relevant? So like the case of the guy with the Avram and Achai store. So the minute that the guy goes ahead and shops, since one of them is Mocher, Avram and Achai, now I have a relevant question has been generated.
That's awful. We don't say Kimmel Levi Dorabmine, we say Kimmel Levi Dorabmine by a guy also? Mominous and
what do you have the Mominous?
Why do we say it Lo Nitin Lehi Shavan? Narrow Lo Nitin Lehi Shavan.
That there is no Chayiv HaShavah by a guy. It's not a Lava Nitin Lehi by a guy. The minute he steals, he gets killed, done. Therefore, there's no Chayiv
HaShavah.
You should know, by the way, there's no Chiluk. As Harasim Zui Misasim. For all those mitzvahs, he gets killed.
It doesn't mean we don't.
It doesn't belong to him.
We take it back. But he doesn't have
the command.
We're supposed to take it or enforce it.
Right.
But there's no mitzvah to give it back.
By the way, once again, the Minchas Skinner said earlier an interesting nafkimina. You have Teisha Chanuyas Mochros Basar Kosher. One is Mochros Basar Nevela. A guy goes shopping and then loses it in the street. In that case, it would be called the parish. Correct? Because at the moment that the guy bought it, it had no relevance to the guy.
Right.
So this is the Chiddush of Minchas Chinuch.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is not really Chiddush of Minchas Chinuch, it's really the Ktsos, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really the Ktsos. Very interesting. So what are our open questions?
Everything.
No, the open questions are, how do you define Kavua versus called the Parish in this case, right?
Yeah.
And the question is, okay, very nice. I don't go after Rove. Now what do I do? That's a question that bothered me last night. I couldn't figure exactly out what to do.
I would argue the same as you.
What?
Because once you don't have a Rove,
you
have to do the logical thing to do with it. Because there's no din Torah that applies anymore. And when it says kamechza mechza, it means we don't have a way of...
Sorry.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, let's continue. Look, I guess there's more to do here, but there's not more. I can't do more right now.
Just like he says, "Ema kama laharis."
Amazing.
This is very interesting. The last paragraph is going to be very. I don't know if the word is controversial, but very interesting. Va'over alze bitul ase. This mitzvah of achrei rab lahatos. If you ignore it, if you over on it, you mevatel naseh. Nira, listen to this. Da'af imhu osa lahachmir neged harov over ba'aseizu. So Sanhedrin has a whole machlokes. They come out with a conclusion. And I say, you know what? I'm a frum guy. I just want to make sure I'm not going ahead and being chayte. And I'm machmir. You're over the ase of achre rab mohatas. Listen to this. And if you make a neged harov, chutz ma sho'ever ba'aseh, im chokim be'iser, over b'lav v'loik in olav. You should know like this. You should know that if Sanhedrin comes with a conclusion, and he says this piece of meat is aser.
Can't say shafi'a nafse? You can't do that?
This is for a hetter. You can't do
shafi'a.
What do you mean for a hetter?
No, now we're going the other direction. No, Svi's asking the other question. There is a discussion in Bezdin whether something is awesome or mutta. Bezdin comes up and says at the end of the day what? Says mutta. I'm not happy with that. That's bothering me. You're telling me I'm over an assay by being machmir, by saying I don't feel like that's correct?
It depends if you say it. Based on wrong, I'm cholik on them, and I think it's also. If you say no, I'm kabbalah, but I'm machmir for myself.
Is that what he's saying?
I don't know.
Let's say the guy is really, really quiet. He's really quiet. He's like, you know.
I don't want to eat it. I don't want to take a chance of eating chazer.
Let's put it in the context. We're talking about the bezin, like Chaim was talking about, and he wants to go.
Can someone bring me a harios, please?
And he wants to be machria. Lahachmir the roiv, or a person sitting at home, best and possible, and he wants to go lechumra. Okay. On the second case, there's a pisli tshuva in kufiyut. There's an apikoris.
Yeah,
because he goes against the Torah. That's.
I think that pisli tshuva is actually on bittul barov. No.
Yeah, it's the same roiv. He's going against the roiv.
But I understand it is a little different. But that's a case where milk falls into the meat, and the guy is like, goodness.
Who's the over? We're talking about one of the Dayanim. He still says, personally, I'm going to conduct myself now with the Dayanim.
I don't think
he's talking about the man in the street.
I think he's talking about the man in the street.
That's correct.
Sure?
He's sitting over there quietly.
You sure?
And he's voting.
Am I sure now?
Because he doesn't want Klal Yisrael to
have. I think it means one of the Dayanim. The vote when Benson was whatever, a rev to say mutter, one of the Dayanim voted against. He has to be about it because. But then in Bezin, it's considered that the Mevatel Dat, they're considered unanimous at the end. And he goes and conducts himself against that.
But let me ask you a question. Aren't there mice in B'chol Yom like this?
Like what?
But I'm just asking like this. That there's many, many places can say something, and there's always a God who wants to be machmer on himself. No, you have that all the time?
One second.
First, I can think that the briskers do this all the time, no?
So I had time out, you hear?
How about, for instance, Yashin? They came to America, I'm just saying.
We're talking about
Dayanim. You sure? I'm not so sure you're correct.
No. Each one you have to judge separately. I remember I know the story from my shred. Take it or leave it, but this is true.
No, take it. I'm definitely going to take the story.
Where Bavadi said before he went public, you know what I mean? He was always brilliant, you know. And my shred used to follow his stuff. I came to on a regular basis, but somehow it came to him with the journals and everything else. And I can't tell you all the time, but I certainly heard this, that the Bavadi used to say, there's so many materials for him that he came across,
that's what he writes all the time. He collects this.
Yeah, and then he goes
line up.
And he goes Basarov. I can't tell you how this irked Moshe. Who, you're putting together, this is the same. Who Paskin, he's the same like him, or he's the same like that, but this is 26 like this, and 27 like that.
Because it is Seichel, according to that, right? Because he often disagrees. After he piles up a hole, did you ever see him?
You.
And he'd say, I don't agree with that.
Okay, so I'm saying. Yeah. So, my friend, that's not a Bezin sitting together, 50 of some people, right. And you go bust the roof. Go out of the...
Didn't he address this issue earlier?
Yeah.
Didn't you say you go after Rove? The Minchas Chinuch.
Rav Shittas, so, yeah, they're sitting in a Besdin.
Let me just ask you. Think you're
a Benachecha. What do you say? And that, I think with the Supreme Court, they have a majority. They don't say Idocho the Tamei. There's no. You don't see in the ruling. Maybe they have a discussion over there. Or each one has their own questioning, but it doesn't. In Claudius, we have a discussion. Look, I'm having a discussion.
Way,
what do you say?
The Supreme Court, they discuss it with each other. They have meetings, but, and they argue with each other.
But not in the opinion.
Not in the opinion.
Well, they write a dissenting opinion.
No, he just has a dissent. It doesn't answer his questions. It doesn't go on the Tamei. It's not like a Havdah Gemara. He just said, this is our opinion. If you far invite them. In other words, you want to have to.
They argue. The reasoning, the logic.
That's the Balpeh that you don't hear about. The
even in the dissenting, good dissenting opinion will deal with all the arguments of the majority.
Yeah.
So often the dissenting opinion is twice as long as the majority opinion.
Could it be that there's no Maritz Chias in the back of this Gemara?
That's your department.
How is this different from Zaken Mamre?
Zaken Mamre is a member of the Sanhedrin.
That's not good. Yeah, it's system, then.
I don't think that you're talking about a diet here. Do me a favor, let's read this together and tell me if you think we're talking about a diet. Va'ever al zeh bitul aseh nira da'af imu oisa lahachmir neged harov over ba'aseh zu. Who are we talking about?
Anybody. Because the dying would be Zaken Mamre.
It goes on the chinuch itself, right? What's the lashon of chinuch? I guess
one of the
sounds like the chinuch is talking about the man in the street.
Yes, you can tell who the chinuch is talking. I can't tell.
Well, the baldin maybe.
I mean, the chinuch sounds like it's talking about the man.
Maybe it's the baldin.
Well, okay. Well.
So can I ask you a question? I'll give this example. May not be an example. Yosha. So when we came to America, kimat, unless I'm wrong, didn't most of the poskim, wasn't it makubal amongst the gedolim that they didn't have to keep yosha or not?
So I want to tell you, don't start with yosha.
I'm just thinking of an example.
It's a bad example. Because first you have to know the Metzias. If you don't know what the Metzias is, then there's nothing to talk about. So they don't know what they're talking about. That's all. If Roiv come to the United States, for instance, is the Metzias, Roiv is... I don't want to get it. It's going to take too long. It's not China.
I'm trying to think of an example.
No, find a good example.
I'm thinking. What do the briskers do? The briskers do a lot of interesting things, no? They're machmeron.
They don't fast. No, they go against the Mishnah Brura or something. That's nothing. Because the Mishnah Brura is a machriyah. They have a different machriyah.
The most famous psak is they don't fast.
Because they say the same.
But their wives have to fast because they're not such
Because everybody's cholish. That's a whole different thing.
No, but this sounds like if you want to take a chumrah on yourself, you can't, no? Like a diuk in the Rambam. Sometimes you'll hear a chumrah from a diuk in the Rambam,
so
right?
Sounds like.
So it sounds like you really cannot take that chumrah, right?
Yeah.
I'm asking what is together.
You have to judge per case. That's it. You have to see what the case is about.
I think in public you can't take the chumrah on yourself.
He doesn't say that.
You can do whatever you want.
But he doesn't say that. Is that what you're telling me? That he means? He's not saying that.
Maybe it's life is a base there. I understand. Who says it? Is it the consensus of all Poskim is a base there for this?
Sometimes you're not allowed to take a chumrah on yourself. It's Mechzik Yura.
Mechzik Yura, in case somebody sees you do something.
Yeah, I'm saying.
If you're going to learn to 4 o'clock in the morning, and you have a tainus diva till 3 o'clock in the morning, nobody who cares.
Talking about public.
Public, so that's it.
Public, you're not allowed to do it. It's Mechzik Yura. But besides that, you're Yoyver Nisa. You're saying Yoyver Nisa if you're doing it in public, for sure.
That Pesach too is very, very telling.
Yeah, very interesting. It's good.
Very telling. We all drink coffee because of the Roif. Because of the milk is treasure.
Milk.
Yeah.
That's
Aleph.
Aleph is served.
He doesn't drink milk.
Because Rabbi Behem is a Xeris.
Well, Aristotle is served.
50.x%. That's it. Nothing else. And we all drink milk.
So what's so the anybody start to? I was wondering about what? His wife does though. Herschel Shefter's wife.
He doesn't drink milk.
Drinks milk.
Yeah.
But he does not drink milk.
He doesn't drink milk. Does.
What, because of Trefa?
Yeah.
Can't be.
He doesn't
it can't
drink
be.
He does not drink milk.
He doesn't drink milk.
Yeah, I can have a lactic.
That's not why.
That more the
because
the
Trefa is very high. It's minkara.
Whatever it is, I know he doesn't drink milk.
It's more than 9 or 10%.
Yeah, so he does. It's different.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. You're talking about something else. That is 100% right. It's the Abel Mason. You guys, that's how you mix up something. You don't know what you're talking about. Abel Mason. Your problem is, in the Chol of Akum, they relied on the, this is your problem again. Yeah. The big machlokes with Belsky and all of that. This and everybody, not the OU, is then the mach. We paskin is also. And
oh,
okay. Okay. So now
I have time.
Okay. No, this goes back.
You're not going to be able to finish your coffee.
No. This goes back exactly. You know what Abel Mason is, first of all?
Say that again.
Abel Mason. A-B-O-M-A-S.
It's one of the stomachs of the cow.
Uh-huh. One of the stomachs in the cow. Okay. And there was one mashgiach on. One of the most boring jobs in the world is to be a mashgiach for Chol of Yisrael. Why? You just sit and watch cows go in, get milk. If not, you gotta be for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Slichas.
You could learn Shas.
You gotta be out. He's not a very intelligent guy either, right? He just watches. That's why you have to make sure there's no pigs and horses walking in there and a dairy farm. That's the whole job, right?
I did it for a week in a farm in upstate New York.
I'm saying the truth, huh?
Is that like a new insult? You can insult somebody.
No.
You're a Chol of Yisrael mashgiach.
You do a shidduch, you know. Yeah. Wait, thank you. He's bothered this. Anyway, so one fellow, the mashgiach, noticed on the belly of the cow, it had really, it's like a nail, because a cow, by definition, in order to give milk, gives birth, and that's when the milk stops coming, like in any woman also. After a while, giving birth too many times starts to sag, and it's no good. So what did he do? He has an operation. What's the operation? It takes, like you imagine, our shoes are the skin of a cow, a behemoth, it's not like a skin like this, to get something through like that, to hold it, a staple thing, it's a gun with everything, and it goes through the leather, the skin, and it goes into the Abel Mason. That's a nail in the Abel Mason. A nail in the Abel Mason. It's a tray for the rice. There's nothing to talk about. This guy woke up right now, it must be 10 years, maybe 12 years, in the middle of the summer. My destroyer. What's going on here? There's cows over here with the trafers. It was camps, everybody's full of milk and everything else. And I'm not going to get into all the details, but I can tell you all the details. Parts of it, like anything else, was a great moment for Klal Yisrael, and so it wasn't. No camp, no milk for kids. Finished. So, what did they do? They couldn't find the hatter. They couldn't find the hatter. You did find the hatter. Started with the roif. How many have the operation? How many don't have the operation?
Rabbi Shechter didn't hold
it. That's right. Now, that's what it is. The whole thing is not milk. Rabbi Shechter did not hold it a hatter. And in the OU, you have to know how they decided, or any of the lochas. Not only this, but this was a major piece.
But don't you have to worry about it?
After I make a presentation, you'll ask me. I'm in the middle of making a presentation. I'm not kidding around. Okay?
So you're the rabbi of this show,
sir. You know? Not the I'm not rabbi here. Nas and Sonim. But let me get the basufa, you understand? We have good conversations there. Come on. It's very geschmack. So anyway, so that's what happened. So the OU paskind, and they went to Rav Palm. This was really a really major
they
stuff.
Went to
Rav Palm, Zecher Tzadik L'Rach. Uh-huh. Now I don't want to get into that too, because that part is not Rav Palm is Rav Palm. That's not the not nice part about it. Afterwards, you know, no one taped it and everything else, and people started saying, okay, we're not going to, I don't want to get into how the OU paskins, okay? And that's really what it is. There's a lot of things the OU says in the cooler, including the water, and Rav Heshel Shechter is against it, but they don't listen to it. Anyway, so what happened, all the Chol of Yisrael farms, every one of them cleaned out all the Abel Mason. Means to say, Cholov stam, you know, we call Akram, I'm not gonna insult anybody, all the stam have the big herds. That goes for Hershey, Cholov Akram, any ice cream, Ben and Jerry's, every Cholov Akram has got the Abel Mason cows.
Chol Yisrael does not now?
Doesn't! They cleaned it out.
Doesn't Rav Schachter have Chol Yisrael?
I don't think he drinks any. That, he probably has to deal with his wife. But that's none of my business. But no, I'm kidding around.
There's a mere motif of trefas. Stam trefas.
The trefas.
A certain percentage of animals are treif anyway. They're always treif. Okay. They're born treif.
More than 60 years.
So when you take
that, you have this pischei tshuva.
No, that's what the issue was, this was a prevalent operation they were doing on a regular basis.
Regular basis.
So you can't rely on a rove with such a case.
Mm-hmm. And you could be mevaret. It's everything against the rove. A treif, you can't be mevaret.
But what about, you can't be mevaret, so you're
semichorov.
But can you be semichorov? So it's bit.
I didn't make it up. This is no, meant to no, drink no, some flavor
I'm
drink.
Trying to what understand, I'm not arguing.
What?
But we'd be semichorov.
And that's chalav advas. We chalav it's treif.
Normally with semichorov, bitl, what are we normally semichorov?
Well, rove beimus ksheris, not bitl.
No, but it's all mixed together.
Rove beimus ksheris.
But the milk is not taken from one animal, it's taken from 100 animals.
You could write, you could write a mimer, whatever you want, and all kinds of guys, and I'm sure it'll be very good.
The milk is taken.
It's a ruba d'alma.
It has to be
eruv.
It's a ruba d'alma. Yes, come on.
It's a ruba d'alma.
So you have to rely on bitl.
It's in that. It's in that sugya. It was. The more it says,
I'll put in my two. I know what you're talking about. I'll put in my two cents as soon as the rov.
And zavus chodes. Therefore, that so the all the chodes saw there was this, and the chol of akum was that. And they running on this roif. Now, after they, like the OU has all these, which I'm not saying anything about, that they are serving the world, and therefore if they would ask the Cholavakim, I'm not, this is their thing, but that was the issue. And that's the issue till this day.
And it's not a roif of the
Dogon. But you can be Mavard, you can look at it, you see it, the Mashgiach sees it.
Okay.
Anybody can see it. Go.
So here's the thing.
If you will take one cow,
listen to me, because I heard this from Herschel Schachter. Take one cow, milk it, put it in the glass, give it to Herschel Schachter, he'll drink it. No problem. Why? Because rove behemus ksheiros. On that behemi paskin rove. Go into a milk dairy where they have 100 cows.
So that's what I was saying.
Right. You know that 20%, it's even higher than 20%, more than 20% of the herd is treif. That's a fact. That's a statistical fact. Mainly, you don't have bitl b'shisha.
You know what?
Lach balach. It's lach balach. You don't have bitl. You need. You need. Balach balach. You need shishim. You don't go bitl b'ro balach balach. So he'll say, I know for sure that there's no shishim. There's a 20% mixture of treif milk in this. I'm not going to drink from the factory because it's all mixed in together. That's what the referential. Without the Abel Mason, without anything. There's a 20%. So I know that for sure there's no shishim.
No,
I'm not going to drink
such
it.
A high
even by chol yisrael because you know. Because if you check the herd, 100 cows, out of every 100 cows, 20% are treif.
You can drink from one. If you have a
because
herd,
one, you paskin that it's kosher.
So you can pass
but on the herd, you know that there's 20% that's treif. That's a statistical fact. That's what that's what Herschel sheet.
That's what I heard. That's
so others might say, no, Roy Paskin's on every single one of them. Roy Paskin's on every single one until you know otherwise. But he says that you know otherwise because when they check it after, they're dead. 20%
The others are Moshe and everybody else that did drink milk. I mean, I'm not.
I think that this is the big problem. It's the operation caused the problem.
Yeah, that's right, but even without that.
I know that if you look in the Masorah, you know the pamphlet Masorah that he puts out? There were articles in the back about this.
I'll tell you another thing. You know, there's 18 treifas. The Moshe said there's 18. You'd have treifas.
Yeah.
We don't go through your 18 treifas. We only check those that is a
percentage.
It's a miyata matzah. And what a miyata matzah is really subjective. But there's one of the achrayim says 10%. 10%. But that you don't find in any place. It's just like saying, okay, let's say 10%, which means to say, with the question of Herschel Schachter's svara, we check the lungs, okay? Most in the United States, we don't check any tumas agidim on chickens or turkeys. And that's all they do. That was one of the scandals here that somebody came for it, so we don't check, so they talk with all the chickens. Why don't we check? Because there's no problem with it. If there's no problem with it, it's not even a mitzvah. Right. But according to the Pesach Shecht, you come into a schlachtois, there's certainly going to be over there, I don't know, you don't need 20 or 40%. If you have a percentage, you can't eat anything.
Because
you have 18, you have 18 trefes.
It's not mixed. Any chicken mixed. That you take, you pass
no.
it by, right? We'll pass
no.
it, it's kosher.
So then
when it's all mixed, lach okay. balach, that's yavish sure. b'yavish. Sure. B'yavish b'yavish, you can go bus arrive. Yeah. This is lach balach. Yavish b'yavish, you go bus arrive. And a chanami, it's only lach balach. Wait, where it has to be, you need shishim k'negdo.
By the way, I'm still thinking of Tzvi's question. In the Sugya Daf Tes in Ksubis, where he says, Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, says, Shavya Nafshach HaTich Disura. The Rashba there has a great line. Ain machil la adam davar sha'asur lo. You can't go ahead and feed something to somebody that he thinks is awesome. So in this case, there's a guy, Sanhedrin Paskins, right? This guy, he feels intuitively, this is not right, this is not kosher. You could for, I mean, he's over in Aseh. Ain machil la adam davar asur lo. What?
There are, I mean, it's hakir and shav enashe, but if you learn that it's together neder, you're not going to make a nether against the mitzvah Zaseh. You're making a nether against the mitzvah in the Torah.
The classic
you're making
cases.
A nether on yourself to be mabatul Zaseh.
You got to go to the case of Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua in the Mishnah.
What's the reason for Shabbat and Avshah? It's
Mishnah.
Either a nether, what's the other reason? It's the kakir, right? What's the other reason? I think most of this is
they say it's ne- whatever.
Amalo, Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua, Tavayli, Biyamaki, Purim Shalcha.
By the way, I want to do this last paragraph, please. Rabbi Let's Kiva. Do the last paragraph. Two reasons.
Is
first
the
of all,
last paragraph of the mitzvah?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
First of all, because it finishes the mitzvah. Second of all, because you have to tell me what in the world he's talking about. Venera Poshet. You have the last paragraph?
Yes.
It only affects me. I can do what I want, but I can't talk with the
enemy. Venera Poshet. The imchach mehador chalukim be'ezedin be'isr veheter. Chutz mi dinim should tzorech bezdin b'shas ma'isa k'mo dinin afashas dinin mamonos v'ochon acharov ein chiluk da'afilu chachomim ketanim. Chachomim ketanim don't mean that the chachomim who are not so great. It means he's underage. Even a katan who's a chacham mitstarfin l'rov im hem chachomim v'al tistakel b'kankan. Just because the guy is not bar mitzvah, doesn't put on tefillin, he still is considered to be part of the rov. Now, ready? This is ready for the real
kicker.
V'chein nashim chachmonios, kamo devora sheshavtei Yisrael, meaning they can be counted as part of the rov. Now, the next two sentences I will read to you. I did not make a copy. It's only two sentences. Aval le'inyan machlokes be'ezad dover ein shum chiluk. Rak mishu chacham chashvinan daito yiyya mishu yiyya kain nira poshet. So
read that again.
What?
Yeah, let's read that
aval inir machloikes be'ezadover, meaning not a bezdin where of course you can't put a woman or cotton on a bezdin. Aval inir machloikes be'ezadover ein shum chiluk rak mishu chacham chashvinan daito yiyya mishayiyya kain nira poshet. What is going on here? So by the way, there's a very interesting footnote, and I don't want to get controversial or anything, but there's a footnote. And the footnote says that if you look in the Tosefta in Kalim, the Bava Metzia, that means Perek 10 through 20, right?
There is a
Tosefta which quotes three Shitas. Tushin's Reb Tarfon and Bruria.
Yeah.
And Rabbi Yeshua says, Nearly Divrei Bruria. So it's just interesting that the Minchas Chinuch says, when you're talking about Bezdin or a formal setting, there's no woman on the Sanhedrin, no Zora, etc., etc. But when you're talking about a Machlokes and Psak Halacha, you must go ahead and include everyone who's a Chacham, Al Tistakel to Kankan, even if it's a Kohen or even though it's an Isha. Which is fascinating because the Vera shouldn't be a riot. If you look at the Gemara Nidim and Testament base, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol kosher, Lodun kosher, Lohot. So Tosis and Nidim, Nunam and Alf asks, what do you mean, Kol kosher, Lodun kosher, Lohot? The Gemara was kosher, Lodun,
But a woman cannot go ahead and be an egg. So Tyson gives a few interesting answers. One interesting answer is...
Everybody accepted that.
Is that it? In other words, once you accept a woman, that's it?
Really?
That's not what Tyson says. That's not one of Tyson's answers.
It's like an Ashaday.
Other people will say it because
Tyson gives one answer, which to me I don't know exactly what it means. One is it was Al Pi HaDibur. She judged Al Pi HaDibur, which I'm not sure exactly how that answers the question. The other answer is the other answer is interesting. She didn't paskin. She just taught the halachas, meaning she was a teacher and not a paskiner.
So this is
Marish no gave Avi Weiss and
I don't want to get into it. I'm just bringing this minchas dinuch. But it's just interesting. He brings the vayra. And Devira, I don't know, is it Devira Raya? Because Tyson goes out of his way to say she did not paskin. She taught, but she didn't paskin.
But the Pesach says she's Shofetes is Israel. But it's like she's the Shofetes.
But what does that mean, Shofetes? You mean a teacher or not?
A judge.
What?
She's judge.
She judges.
She's like a mediator.
Shofetes.
So I am not really sure how to interpret this. Put the feminism issue aside, which of course you know whatever it is. There's too many issues with that. Forget about kashrus. We don't want to do with feminism, right? I guess those are two lightning rods. But what does it mean by a cotton? Because it's such a case. I'm curious if there ever was like a
not a real cotton. You said it means somebody.
Is this a cotton?
What?
Is this a cotton?
He says a cotton. Yeah.
A real cotton.
So what does that mean? That means like a 10-year-old, like I guess Rabbi Zrosman, Rabbi Chaim Eiser, at 11 years old, writes a tshuva. And you go, wow, his opinion counts as much as anyone? It's just interesting.
If you would have a shiloh that came up in Issa Heter, and you know the lower courts couldn't, the machlokus in between them or whatever, it didn't go to the Sanhedrin of God. I mean, we just did work
Chachmah Yisrael. That's Yisrael.
The Pella. Well, what does this mean? What's the case over here? Is it talking about in today's times?
Yes,
real Bezdin?
Right. Yeah.
We thought we do Pascha like a cotton by a certain term.
No, that's not a psak.
That's not a psak.
Likewise.
Well, what? If you're laying right then, is it a psak?
No, he's just telling you what kind of letter it is. That's all. What does it look like?
That's cotton.
Excuse me?
It's a big one. He writes about the cotton here in the book.
And at the end, he says, Zeb Poshut.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.